that their days, there's a special ending to fast. Tomorrow, we know, is obligatory. Yesterday and today is actually optional. It's very fascinating. If you look at some tough coupe, Chaber says he doesn't know what Tzuris happened today. He actually says that. And Chaber says he doesn't know what Tzuris happened in the history of the Jewish people. But the Mishabura quotes that if you look at the Slichas, Ezra Sofer died today. So Ezra Sofer, we know, is a great man, a great Navi. And the Gemara says he kind of like, you know, was similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. He gave us the Torah Shebaal Peh in that sense. You know, with Ezra Sofer, you know. So, in that sense, this is a very special day, just like yesterday was and today. So, yeah, go ahead. I guess it was so unique in the sense that he gave us the Torah in that sense. But like, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Torah Shebaal Peh. Ezra was instrumental in giving us the Torah Shebaal Peh. You're right. I think it has to do about the fact that the non-Jews, you know, they try to translate the Torah, yeah, so they're trying to take the Torah from us, our uniqueness. That's why it was special. The enemies are trying to get us, and this is a unique, special day. We don't have that by Moshe Rabbeinu, this notion of the enemies. So, and tomorrow we know is Asar HaBetavis. What happened on Asar HaBetavis? They were surrounded, you know, it was besieged. The Beis HaMikdash was besieged, it was surrounded. So since it was surrounded, it was a bad thing, and therefore, it not only that, it kind of marked the beginning of the destruction. Yes? Because Asar HaBetavis was the surrounding, Shivasa Batamas was the destruction of the walls, Tisha B'Av was the actual Beis HaMikdash destroyed, and we know that Tzom Gedalia was the assassination of the governor of Judea, where there was a flicker of hope of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash quickly, and then he got assassinated, and that flicker of hope went out. So, this is the history behind it, but I want to really highlight this, and not in a more than a dramatic way, and sorry the fellows aren't here to hear this, but I believe in the words of the Chassam Sofer that tonight and tomorrow is the most important day for Klal Yisrael of the year. And it is every year until the Mashiach comes. And I don't mean that to be overdramatic. What do I mean to say by that? So that's very, very, very intimidating. You know? First, the most important day of the year for Klal Yisrael is tonight and tomorrow. Why is that? That's why I feel like I'd like to say it to everybody. But you know what? You guys will disseminate it.
I'll listen to it on Yahya Torah.
It could be. Whatever it is, it's up to you. Know. But what I want to bring out is the following. I want to bring out that the Beis Yosef quotes in Siman Tov Kuf Nun from Avigdorim. You know who Avigdorim was? He was one of the great Rishonim. And he's quoted a lot in his Pirushim on the Siddur. And he makes his own drasha. You know, a lot of times in Gemara we do a lot of drashas. You know, what are drashas? Where the Gemara interprets a pasuk, yes? Very rarely, though, do you have a Rishon that interprets a pasuk, a drasha, on his own, that the Gemara didn't comment. And when you see that, that's really startling. And the Avigdorim makes his own drasha based on a pasuk in Cheskel. The pasuk in Cheskel comments on the pasuk regarding a Asar HaBetavis. It says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. In Cheskel, referencing a servant David says, "Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh." What does what does "Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh" mean? "Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh" means that if a servant David would come out on Shabbos, we would fast it on Shabbos. You know, just like Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, we fast Yom Kippur on Shabbos. We would do the same thing in a servant David because it says "Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh." You follow me? That's the Avigdorim's drasha on the pond regarding Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh by Asar HaBetavis. Everyone cop that? That's a tremendous chiddush. In fact, the Beis Yosef says, Lo yodeam, lo yodam minayim lo zeh. He doesn't know where the Avigdorim got this from. It's such a startling chiddush. He doesn't know where the Avigdorim got this from at all. You hear the kasha? Okay. In fact, the Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal thought that this was a misprint. He thought the Avodrum was a misprint. To say such a thing, he thought was wrong. He thought it couldn't be the Avodrum said such a thing, and he said it was a misprint. However, the Or Sameach, treats this very seriously, and I'll prove it to you. He was Dor Sameach, Rameir Simchon, and Vince, the great Cohen, and he argued with the Rav, and he didn't think it was a misprint. You know what he says? I want you guys to get this. The Gemara has in Erev in Daf Mem and Beis, in fact, I just looked it up Saturday night. What happens if a person privately accepts a fast on himself on Friday? Can you go into Shabbos fasting? Or must you? Are you allowed? Do you have to break the fast before Shabbos? Maybe it's disrespectful to Shabbos to go into Shabbos fasting. You follow me? So the Gemara pilpels with this Shiloh. It's a tiny shalkit. And the Gemara says, it might be a machlokes in Tanoim, basically. And the way the Gemara concludes is you are able to go into the fast to Shabbos fasting. Okay? And the Gemara tries to compare it to a time of Sibor. The Gemara tries to compare it to a public fast. And the bottom line is the Shiloh was posed as a tainus yachid. The Shiloh was posed about a tainus yachid. So the question is, Dor Sameach asks, why did the Gemara pose the Shiloh about a tainus yachid, a private fast? Why didn't it pose it about a tainus sibur? You hear the kasha? Why did the Gemara pose the Shiloh if a tainus sibur comes out on Friday? What's the deal? Are you allowed to go into Shabbos fast unless you break it before? Why did the Gemara pose the Shabbos by a tiny shofar? So you know what his answer is? Very sharp. You know what his answer is? What's the only public fasting that can come out on Friday? What's the only one that can come out on Friday? Asar B'Tavis. So if Asar B'Tavis can come out on Friday, right? Yes? What do we say according to the Avodrum? If it came out on Shabbos, can you fast on Shabbos? Yes or no? Yes. So if you could fast even if it comes out on Shabbos, certainly you could go into Shabbos fasting, no? That's why the Gemara didn't pose the Shiloh about a tiny Sibur. Only about a tiny Yochid. So you see that the Or Sameach took the what? Took the Avodrum seriously, didn't say it was a mistake against Or Soloveitchik. You hear what I'm saying? Yeah? That's a tremendous chiddush. Yeah, you took it very seriously. That's why they only opposed the Shiloh about a private fast. So, what is the reason, guys? What is the reason that you can fast it on Shabbos? Even though it doesn't come out in our calendar, right? Hillel lived when? Hillel Shani lived in the 300s, 350 CE. He made a fixed calendar. Sarah but Davis can't come out on Shabbos. But if theoretically it could, we would do it. Why? Why is it that we would do it? Why is it? So I'm going to share with you the words of the Chassam Sofer. You're never allowed to fast on Shabbos, unless it's Yom Kippur or Aser B'Tavis, because you're mevatel the enjoyment of Shabbos, correct? And even if you're commemorating something in the past, that doesn't help you. That doesn't give you the license to mevatel on the Shabbos, okay? However, I will tell you one category of a dream you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. What category of a dream is that? A tiny skullum. Someone has a bad dream Friday night, and you wake up and it really bothers you, you're allowed to fast. And not only you're allowed to fast, it's like Eish Benoris. It's like fire burning up flax. It's a great thing to get rid of the din. That thing shouldn't happen. Yes? So, L'maisa is something, even though you have to fast another day for fasting on Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah to fast that because it'll get rid of the din. But you have to fast because you're about to go on the Shabbos. You know what the Chassam Sofer says? Amazing, guys. You know what he says? I got to stand up to tell you the words. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides tonight and tomorrow whether we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash this summer or we're going to have Tisha B'Av. He decides tonight and tomorrow. That's why I believe it's not an exaggeration to say that it's the most important day for Klal Yisrael. No? What could be more important than Klal Yisrael? That's why I believe it's the most important day for Klal Yisrael tonight and tomorrow. And therefore, since Chaps and Nafkamina on the future, I'm allowed to what? I'm allowed to fast it on Shabbos. You understand what I mean? anything that will have a ramification in the future, I'm allowed to fast that even on Shabbos. I kind of stole them, and also what? A sorry of Davis, because Hashem decides. So it's happy enough to mean on the future. You know, the Shlomo Fisher's on Tzal writes, it doesn't say in the Chumash exactly what happened on sorry of Davis. What happened on Tisha B'Av, the Morocco, yes? What happened on Shabbos and Tam, the Lufas were broken, yes? Doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara of that, in the Chumash, what happened during the Sarbat Davis. In order to Shlomo Fisher's on Tzal writes, the great goal, just passed away a few weeks ago, Louis de Mistafina, I'm a little bit afraid to say, hesitant. He says, I'll tell you what happened. You know what happened? Mechiras Yosef. The selling of Yosef happened on the Sarbat Davis. That sealed the hatred and the Sinas Chino in Klal Yisrael. That sealed it strongly. And we know that the second Mizmiz is destroyed because of what? Sinas Chino. You want to repair that and rectify it? Then you better have Abbas Chino. And therefore, Allah Lamaisa, that's what happened on the Sarbat Davis. This is amazing. What is the mazel? You know every month has a mazel? You know that? There are 12 months, almost 12. What is the mazel of the month of Tevet? Does anyone know? What is the mazel of the month of Tevet? A gedi, a kid. A kid. They shested the kid. They shested the kid, and there was blood. And they said it was Yosef. Remember they faked it? So the mazel of Tevet is a gedi. That was the Mechiras Yosef happened. Isn't that an unbelievable finish? That's what he wants to tell you. Amazing. And therefore we need to what? We need to rectify this. Now I have a Rebbe in mind with Zarevnik Shlink. He's a great, great goal. He's a Rebbe in Shabu, Rebbe in Akolnei. He's a great goal. He had a different Svara White if it's Holland Shabbos, it's Delta Shabbos. Because it was the beginning of the Peronis. And the beginning of the Peronis hurts the most. Why do we observe the Tisha B'Av on the 9th and not the 10th? Because the beginning of the burning happened on the 9th. So the beginning of the burning hurts the most. Even though most of the burning was on the 10th, right? That's why I have a little bit of mourning on the 10th of Av, you know, to Chatzos, the day after Tisha B'Av. But the beginning hurt us the most. He wanted to tie it. It was the beginning. First they circled it, then they destroyed the wall, then destroyed the Messiah. Then Gedaliah ben Akikam was assassinated. That was his far away was there for Shabbos. So, this is, I think, such a powerful message. I think every prophet in the yeshiva should know about it. That tonight and tomorrow is the most important day of the year for Christ's worship. Try to get up early tomorrow. Try to daven, have a fast, be very meaningful. And get ready. And really get ready today with sharp learning. Because this three-day set is a set. Yesterday, try to translate it into Greek. You know, we translate the Torah of Aaron Hatev on rocks. That's what the Jewish people, and the non-Jews try to steal it from us. It's a horrible thing. Okay? It's a real horrible thing. So therefore, what I'm suggesting is that this is a very special time, and we have to try to, you know, have it be meaningful to us. And that's what a sort of the famous one is all about. You know, there's a famous Mishkinah, I don't know how famous it is, but the Mishkinah says, if you look in the Pasuk in Zechariah is a Navi. There are 4 months in the year where we have to fast. What are the 4 months? Av. What else? Elul. Not Elul. Sorry, Tishrei. Because we have Tzom Gedalia. Av is Tisha B'Av. We have Tzom Gedalia and Tishrei. What else? We have Asar B'Tei, Tzom HaChamishi. Tzom Rebi, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shmini, and Tzom Asini. But the Mishkinah says, it doesn't say in the Navi Zechariah what day of the month. So he says, that's the Rabbana. Fasting one day in the month is Nidivi Kabbalah from Novi. But I wanted a time you see Asar B'Tavis is different. Because there's a different pasuk in Yecheskel that says Betzam Yom Hazeh. You see that the day is fixed from the Nidivi Kabbalah. That even if, that it would even be Dr. Shabbos. So I wanted a time you have to make an exception in that. When it comes to what? When it comes to Asar B'Tavis. Okay? You have to make an exception to that when it comes to Asar Asar of the Tavis in the speech. Yes, go ahead, Yosef.
One day
in the month of Rabbanan, but it doesn't matter what day you fast. The Rabbanan, they said what day? The Kabbalah, he wants a time he can fast any day in the month. Yes. Well, there's three levels. We possibly could go over a bottom, but it's still a higher Madre. He points that out as a Kiddush. Okay? So, any kashas on this? Any kashas on this? About a sort of things? You guys can say it over now? Now you know why we report it. That's why we do the Shabbos, the place. Because it's surrounded. You have any kashas on that? Is that clear to everybody? You know, people think it's the shortest fast of the year, so it's no big deal. No move. On the opposite. Because it's so short, we should use it for what? Really rev up for it in a very strong way. Okay? Now, Lamaisen, we left off, let's do one Nakuda, and then I want to, because today, I have the Rama Kindness here. Today there's a very, I want you to follow the Rama Kindness in order. The small Tysis, and then we go a few more lines in the right, and then the big Tysis. There's a big Tysis. If you work at it, it's not that hard. And watch you ask me, Kasher's on the Lamaisen, if you can. I want to just begin one point about a Shabbos Goy. Remember, we concluded yesterday about the concept of a Shabbos Goy? We're assuming about a Shabbos Goy. So, I want to clarify, what is the concept of Shabbos Goy? Whenever the Chachamim, Zichron Lebrach, allowed a Mir L'Nachi, for example, for the sick, have some ruby, you're even allowed to ask a Sker Yom, an hourly cleaning lady, or a Shabbos Goy. The reason that in these situations, a Mir L'Nachi is completely permitted, you're allowed to overtly ask the non-Jew, and the Chachamim, Zichron Lebrach, are not concerned that you're asking entails a Shlichus and a violation of Dover Dover. Our kash is in a situation where over Amir Lanachri is usher, but hinting Shlomo Derech Sivri is permitted, and your benefit from the Lanachri is considered added or indirect. Why are you allowed to hint to a Shabbos Goy, or your part-time cleaning lady to perform a Lanachri, if whenever they perform a Lanachri, they're doing that Shlichus since they're employed by you? How can you use a Shabbos Goy? Isn't that a problem of Amir Lanachri? How do you use a Shabbos Goy? He's a Shlich. So I want you to get this, and then we'll close with this, we'll start saying, okay? The Aruch Shabbos is mazal, that when you hire a Shabbos Goy, you should stipulate that he's being hired to perform malacha for the sick, women in labor, and the like. When done in such a manner, anything else that he does for Jews is not included in his job, and he's just like any other non-Jew off the street, where the Remizah Shalom B'Derech Tzibui is permitted. Rev Ribia, the great Gaon Shlita, in Sefer Lamedes Malachos 3:10, Ara, Chelik Al, also Mazel, like Darko Shabbos says, that if the yeshiva or shul hires an hourly custodian, you would be allowed to hint to him Shalom B'Derech Tzibui to perform malachas that produce Tosefes Anah or indirect Anah. But only you stipulate when hiring that his job is specifically to clean the yeshiva. He's here to clean. Therefore, if when you hire your cleaning lady, you stipulate that her job is only to clean the dishes and floor, you're allowed to hint to her Shalom B'Derech Tzibui to perform malachas that produce Tosefes Anah or indirect Anah, such as turning off the light or adding more light to a room that has minimal light. Hagon of Shevet Shlita also agreed to this suggestion and added that when hiring the maid, you need to be clear and delineate to her what her jobs are. Cleaning the dishes, making the beds, those are not little shabbos. Good morning, Minyamin. And everything else you ask of her, she does not need to do if she does not want to. To summarize, a non-Jewish Kabbalan is allowed to perform malacha for a Jew. With which conditions? Number one, if what? A Kabbalan's contract. You do not ask him specifically to do it on Shabbos. Number one. Number two, the work is not being done in the house of a Jew. There's no Zilzul Shabbos or Mar Sinai. Three, you will not benefit from the work on Shabbos. Ramosh's Machadish, that's Ramosh's Sazal, the great Goyan is Machadish, that a living maid is considered a Kabbalan and she can perform malachas for her benefit in order to finish her day early as long as you do not derive active benefit from it on Shabbos. For example, lights being turned on and there is no Zilzul Shabbos. The use of water, washer, dryer, vacuum cleaner. Hinting to her Shalom B'Derech Tzibui is permitted if the outcome of the malacha produces a Tosefes Anah or indirect Anah. However, a part-time cleaning lady who's paid hourly is considered a Sker Yom and you are not allowed to let her perform any malacha on your behalf, even if the outcome of the malacha is only Tosefes Anah or indirect Anah, since she's always considered a Shliach. But if you stipulate when you hire her that the job requirements are only to clean the house, then you are allowed to hint to her Shalom B'Derech Tzibui to perform other malachas if they will only produce a Tosefes Anah or indirect Anah. So you got that? Sker Yom. So Kabbalan is mutter as long as you only ask him to do it on Shabbos, and he won't benefit from work on Shabbos. And a living maid is a Kabbalan. She's doing it for her own benefit. as long as there's no social Shabbos, and you're not derived to benefit from it on Shabbos. Shalom derech simi is mutter, if it's produces tosefes or indirect enough. But a part-time kinyan esker yom is definitely usher, even if it's tosefes or indirect enough. But if you do it shalom, if you stipulate to her that the job requirements are only to clean the house, the part-time lady, yes, then you can hint to her shalom derech tzivui to perform the other malachas if there will be tosefes or indirect enough. Okay. No, it's not shlichus. If it's right, because you told her exactly what to clean. Correct. Well, I only want you to clean. Okay, great, guys. Here's a marmakaimus. Okay.